judicial system.
But we're not at the final yet.
Don't you see that it's an infringement on my right as an individual to move? Because sometimes I wouldn't want to pass that place because of the fact that I have to pay.
Only four debaters are left standing right now.
The IMF reported that the Naira is losing value about 10.6% of the value annually. About 91 million Nigerians are suffering.
But that's two debaters too many.
The heavy expenditure on capital projects is one of the reasons why government struggle to pay salaries of workers.
So before we can crown our champion on Thursday, two of the final four must fall. The semi-finals are next on the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. Monday,
I am Koya Selamo.
One winner.
My name is Amidola Rojan.
One winner. Tuesday, one winner.
I'm Master Claudia Osele.
One winner. 1 million Naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, my panel of judges, and my final four every Monday to Thursday from 4 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This tournament is supported by ULesson, RLG Communications, and obiwizi.com.
Here we go. It's day two of the I Beg to Differ semifinals. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Today we find out who joins Hamid Olarenwaju in Thursday's final and who will face Koya Worola Salam in the third place match on the same day. As you know, our students are competing for a 1 million Naira grand prize. Thank you so much to ULesson, our prize sponsor. They are the ones who have counted that money. And they'll hand it over to whoever wins. They are also offering a coding class to the winner. So away from the 1 million Naira, whoever wins the tournament gets 3 months intensive coding classes from ULesson. ULesson creates a learning app for children in primary and secondary school. They run the ULesson coding school that teaches children how to code, and that's why in addition to that 1 million Naira cash prize, our winner gets free access to the ULesson coding school. The winner gets a laptop as well, but this time from obiwizi.com. obiwizi.com sells new and good as new gadgets at affordable prices, all under warranty, and can all be found on www.obiwizi.com. Away from the laptop that the winner gets, the second place finisher will get themselves a phone from obiwizi.com. The third place finisher gets themselves a portable speaker, courtesy obiwizi.com. So there's a lot to play for. Also up for grabs are four tablets. Now, my four semi-finalists at least, are definitely going home with that tablet from RLG Communications. RLG Communications is a Nigerian original equipment manufacturer. They're based in Ilesha, that's in Osun State. They manufacture laptops, desktop computers, decoders, smart electric meters, power banks, and tablets. And they will make sure that my students in the studio today receive one tablet each. Now, I've got two gifted debaters hoping to get to the final and the third place. Well, nobody's hoping to get to third place, really. They're both hoping to get into the finals. So let's meet them. Our first debater is our number six seed. She is a 14-year-old SS2 student at Silver Sands Hall School, Lekki. Her name is Esther Bawaji. Welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you.
Our second debater is also our second seed. Number one and number two seed still in the game. That makes me very happy. He's ranked number two in this tournament. He is 14 years old as well. He's in SS1 in CMS Grammar School, at CMS Grammar School. That's in Bariga. Yes? Yes. All right. Kolade Stephen Afolabi, welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you, ma'am.
The contestants have been told the rules, but here they are again. I'll give you a topic. One of you will be in support. One of you will oppose. You will each first get 3 minutes to present your positions. And then you will each get another 3 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points your opponent made. And then you'll get another 3 minutes for your closing. Remember that once the clock starts, it will not pause until your time is up. The clock is the clock. My panel of judges will score all three rounds based on number, quality, and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. It doesn't matter how eloquently you repeat that point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation will earn you points. Number of opponents' points addressed are important. The strength of your rebuttal of each point is also important. If your scores are tied, and I hope they are because I love both of you and I want to hear you keep debating, that there will be a tiebreaker round. You'll switch sides. You'll have 3 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position. You'll be scored for all new points you make, which were missed by your opponent, and for new rebuttals to the points you made earlier on. Now, you both already know your topic. The death penalty is better for society than life imprisonment. The death penalty is better for society than life imprisonment. Now let's decide who supports and who opposes. I've got two pieces of paper in my hands. Esther is to my right, so she'll pick first. Kolade is to my left and he picks second. Who's going first?
I'm supporting.
All right. So Esther Bawaji supporting that the death penalty is better for society than life imprisonment. Kolade, Stephen Afolabi opposing that the death penalty is better for society than life imprisonment. Is this the first time you're supporting in this tournament? It is? Okay. So it should be interesting to see what she does with that. Lagos, let's take a break. When we come back, it'll be time for round one. Remember, there are three rounds for the semifinals. Round one, presentation. Round two, rebuttal. Round three, the closing. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Watch this live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM.
We're finally in finals week.
How can you tell me that they're making less than they think they should be making? That is enough reason for them to cause discord in the entire Nigerian system.
But we're not at the final yet.
Don't you see that it's an infringement on my right as an individual to move? Because sometimes I won't want to pass that place because of the fact that I have to pay.
Only four debaters are left standing right now.
The IMF reported that the Naira are losing value about 10.6% of the value annually. About 91 billion Nigerians are suffering.
But that's two debaters too many.
The heavy expenditure on capital project is one of the reasons why government struggle to pay salaries on forecast.
So before we can crown our champion on Thursday, two of the final four must fall. The semi-finals are next on the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. Monday,
I am Koya Selamo.
One winner.
My name is Hamid Olero John.
One winner. Tuesday.
Gladiator.
One winner.
I'm Master Claudia of Senegal.
One winner. 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, my panel of judges, and my final four every Monday to Thursday from 4 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This tournament is supported by ULesson, RLG Communications, and obiwizi.com.
All right, Esther, our supporter, your 3 minutes start now.
Thank you. Jack Evokan once said that like Socrates, Aristotle, Plato, and some other philosophers, he agreed that there were some instances where the death penalty would be appropriate. Good day, moderator, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, co-debater, and wonderful listeners. My name is Bella Jester, and I'm here to support the motion that the death penalty leads to better outcomes than life imprisonment. Firstly, what is the death penalty? Death penalty, also known as capital punishment, is the government sanctioned killing of an individual's punishment for a crime. While life imprisonment is when the convicted criminal is sentenced to spend the rest of their natural lives in prison. And indeed, 2/3 of the world population have abolished the death penalty. Yet 25 countries, including Iran, Saudi Arabia, Nigeria, and some states in the U.S., still practice it. And I strongly believe that it leads to better outcome than life imprisonment, firstly, because it deters criminal activities. A professor of jurisprudence at Fordham University stated that capital punishment is likely to deter greater than any other punishment because people fear death more than anything. It therefore serves as a deterrent by discouraging criminal activities and reducing the crime rates in general. Secondly, the death penalty provides closure for family members and loved ones, thereby allowing them to deal with their grief and sufferings and hopefully move on. Thirdly, justice is about ensuring equality. So what then happens when the punishment imposed on a criminal is way less than what the victim had to pay? To put it simply, the life imprisonment is disproportionate to the heinous crimes being committed. A good example is murder. An eye for an eye, as they say, and this seems to emphasize on my next point, which is that retribution is a key component of the criminal justice system, and it is quite distinct for revenge. Without that, family members and the general public will not feel like justice has been served. Also, many people live in fear of these criminals escaping and continuing to wreak havoc on their lives. But the death penalty eliminates this risk completely. A good example is Ted Bundy, whom after escaping prison assaulted six women and only four of them
and only three of them survived his attack. If he had been sentenced to the death penalty immediately, we would have been able to protect this woman and the community in general, and he would never have been able to hurt anybody ever again. In addition to this, at one point, California's criminal justice system came so overcrowded that they risked letting their prisoners loose because they had no room for them, and this affected them in the effective carrying out of their responsibilities. Therefore, the death penalty reduces prison overpopulation punishments in the countries that practice them. Also, it reduces the burden on the taxpayers, as it's ironic that the criminals wreaking havoc in society, it's that same society that is footing the bills for their feeding, maintenance, medical care, and many more. Therefore, the death penalty, as well as deterring crime, will also reduce the burden being put on the taxpayers. In addition to this, the death penalty is less expensive than life imprisonment because it involves one-time cost of trials and appeals, while life imprisonment involves recurrent costs, like I've already stated before. And this is ludicrous because it's not as if it yields any great benefit to our society. Also, the death penalty does not have to be carried out with brutality. In the US, it's carried out through lethal injection, which is a very quick and painless process, so the criminals get to die in relative peace. And also, it ensures that there is the perfect balance between good and evil in our society, to promote a society that continues good and shuns evil. In addition to this, the death penalty does the life imprisonment cheapens the value of life by belittling the crime committed, because the severity of a crime is known by the punishment it attracts. What then happens when heinous crimes like murder is being attracted by life imprisonment? It brings the wrong mindset to the society, and therefore does not ensure that justice is being put in place. To put it simply, we should also focus on restorative justice rather than reformative justice, and these criminals should not be put into consideration over the crimes committed, as well as the victims who suffer from these crimes. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Esther Bawaji. Well done. You have a clock in your head. Because you were right on time. All right. You just heard Lagos from our number 6 seed, 14-year-old SS2 student at Silver Sands Hall School, Lekki Esther Bawaji. She's facing Kolade Stephen Afolabi, who's our second debater, who is also our second seed, ranked number 2 in this tournament, 14 years old in SS1. Your 3 minutes start now.
A system which cannot give justice should not have the right to take life. Good morning to our panel of judges. Thank you for our and listeners. I'm your master, Claudia Osemis Grammar School, the first second school in Nigeria, standing against the motion that states the death penalty results in a better outcome than life imprisonment for the following reasons. One, human rights abuse. Amnesty International and NGO human rights group said that the death penalty is an ultimate denial of human rights. And I vehemently agree with this, because according to the UN Universal Declaration of Human Rights, each individual has the right to life basic to me. So all because it's some judge thinks I've done something wrong does not mean that this right of mine should be taken away from me. More so, human errors. A 2007 led up study showed that between 2001 to 2006, nearly a third of death penalty cases were overturned on appeal. Look, if we can have a high rate of wrongful convictions here, why should we go along with it? Let's abolish this thing once and for all. More so, contrary to popular opinion, it actually increases crime rates. A research study shows there was an increase in crime rates in countries with the death penalty than those who don't have it. Time magazine reported that reported that countries with the death penalty had an increase in crime rate than those who did not. Furthermore, it enables us to reduce the rate of corruption in our country. Massive frauds go uncommitted for. Massive frauds that have been done by political leaders and business elites remain uncommitted for in our country. Look, at it's clear that in our country, it is the poor and the vulnerable that gets convicted for this death penalty, while the rich businessmen that get convicted for death penalty, while the poor and the vulnerable, nothing happens to them. Nothing really happens to them in our country. It does not ensure proportional justice. Let us remember that the death penalty is an offense. The death penalty is an offense to the entire nation. The death penalty should not be allowed in a normal country which wants a successful democracy. I mean, we all want a democracy, right? But with the death penalty, we are not promoting democracy, because according to democracy, it shows that every human has the right to freedom, has the right to life. So because of the death penalty, you don't want to say that this right to life of mine should be taken away from me because I committed some crime. Furthermore, it helps to prevent the pollution of the Furthermore, it helps to prevent the loss. Furthermore, it helps to prevent the consequences of death penalty too is not something to write home about. I mean, these prisoners just become further hardened to the entire system. It hardens their mind, it hardens their hearts, and they go on to commit crimes that they wouldn't even have committed.
Thank you very much, Kolade Afolabi Stephen. Well done. Great work. Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's time now for the rebuttal round. We're going to start with the motion opposer, Kolade Afolabi Stephen. Your 3 minutes start now.
Thank you very much, Major Sir Sandra. My judges for giving me this point to oppose my opponent's point. My opponent made the point of fear of the criminals escaping. Actually, this is not true because statistics from Statista, a website, showed that only 0.15% of candidates actually escaped the prison. So how can you tell me that it leads to the fear of criminals escaping? This is not true. I trust that the government has already put measures in place so as to properly curb this kind of thing. Furthermore, you made a point that it's proportional, that it is retribution. But it is the same. You said an eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. But at the same time, in the Holy Bible, especially Romans chapter 12, verse 19, that place states that there God said, vengeance is mine, I shall repay. Therefore, as devout Christian, it's not best to leave things in the hands of Almighty God, confident that he will handle matters at his own time, rather than putting this thing on our hand. More so, you also said that it doesn't have to be carried out brutally through later rejection. Death is death. Anywhere the person died doesn't matter, as long as the person has died. So what really are you saying? It's brutality actually. This does not lead to anything. Death is death. How can my opponent be saying this when the person still dies at the end? Whether it's carried out brutally or whether it's carried out to lethal ejections is not a factor in this matter. You also said that closure. Well, not everyone agrees with this. There was a recent case that happened, and they asked the man that, okay, what do you want? Do you want justice to be sought out? This man said he does not want justice. He doesn't want justice. He said that the deed has already been done, that as long as the person has already died. So if the person has died, there's nothing that can really be done. There's nothing like justice. He also said something like overcrowding. Well, Osun State's governor, Aregbesola, for his 8 years of being in tenure, he didn't sign a single death warrant. For 8 years, the thing is that most of these people are actually there for a long time. For example, statistics shows that the average time between conviction date and execution date is proportional is about 20 years. 20 years. So what exactly are you talking about if I have to wait 20 years before I can be executed? The prisons are still overcrowded. You also said something like it doesn't ensure justice. Well, this is not so. There's no way that it doesn't ensure justice. You said it doesn't ensure justice. I don't agree with that. The life imprisonment ensures justice because the life imprisonment is almost proportional to the death penalty. I mean, the thing is that the person still has to die, right? So if the person is dying by the life imprisonment, it's a lot better method because it still upholds the citizen's right to life after all. You also said that it reduces the burden on taxpayers, that is peers that are paying for this. Well, according to also the death penalty too is also expensive. Note that these people don't die, it don't go to the execution, doesn't happen immediately. You have to wait for some time. There's a process. So if for these 20 years the government is still spending money on actually maintaining these prisons and the prisoners, how exactly does it reduce the burden on taxpayers? Many of these criminals have been in prison for nearly 20 years. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kolade Stephen Afolabi. Well done. Now let's hear from your opposer, also 14 years old, our number 6 seed in SS2 at Silver Sands Hall School. Esther, your 3 minutes start now.
Thank you. Your point has been duly observed. I'd like to address on the points made by my opponents. Firstly, she said it is the ultimate denial of human rights. Well, death penalty is not denial of human rights, unless life imprisonment can also be seen as such. Aren't you denying them of their right to movement, right to association, right to personal and private life, right to work, and many more? Also, you talked about human errors. Well, justice is being maximized in the current day due to the due to the digitization of the criminal investigation process through DNA testing and fingerprinting. Therefore, guilt is 100% proven, and the chances of exiting someone innocent is virtually impossible as of now. And also, you said there will be an increase in crime rates. Well, I don't believe in that. It is safer. But there are lots of factors that may or may not increase or decrease the crime rate. Therefore, it may be difficult for us to pinpoint where capital punishment plays a role. But we all know that it is safer to put this in place to deter possible criminals who can commit these crimes from committing these crimes. Also, you said it is only for the poor and vulnerable. Well, justice is maximized in the system because there are lots of reconsiderations and appeals that are put in place during the death penalty. So if you feel like a lower court is being discriminatory, you can always appeal. It is your right and nobody's going to hold that against you. And even in the USA, the blacks account for 40% of those on death row, while the whites carrying over 42%, which just goes to show that it's not actually used in a discriminatory way. And you can appeal till you get to the Supreme Court. Nobody's going to hold that against you. Again, you said it does not ensure proportional justice. I don't really understand what you mean by that, because once the punishment for murder is death, the severity of a crime is met by an equally severe punishment, thereby showing that these crimes are not being allowed in the society. Also, you said it is an offense to the nation because it does not promote democracy. Well, it is not a lawless process, and nations cannot just use it anyhow. In fact, international bodies will intercede if executions are being carried out without proper reconsiderations and court cases. Rather, it is done to reduce the violence in society, because these criminals will not be able to hurt anybody ever again, and they will be able to pay for the heinous crimes committed. So I don't understand why you say that. And you said they will be further hardened by the death penalty. That doesn't make any sense, because if they are in life imprisonment, they get to relate with other murderers. And just because they're in life imprisonment doesn't mean they're going to change. They can still kill other prisoners, they can still kill the prison guards, and they can still kill innocent people if they escape. So it is actually the life imprisonment that will further harden these criminals. I've been able to report all your points. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Esther. Well done. Great work. Woo! Lagos, we have one more round to go. You have just listened to Esther Bawaji, 14 years old. She is our number 6 seed, and she's an SS2 student at Silver Sands Hall School, Lekki. Her opponent is our number 2 seed. He's our second debater. He's ranked number 2 in this tournament. He's 14 years old. He's in SS1 at CMS Grammar School, Bariga. Kolade Stephen Afolabi. And they have just debated a topic that has had philosophers going at it for centuries. The death penalty is better for society than life imprisonment. Lagos, I don't know about you, but I'm having a swell time. They've got one more round to go, the closing round. When they're done with that, we'll find out if we have a clear winner or if there's a tie. If there's a tie, they'll switch sides and they will debate the opponent's side, their opposer's side. So it means that Esther will oppose and Kolade will support. That, of course, is if there's a tie when we come back from this break. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Lagos, don't go away.
We're finally in finals week.
How can you tell me that they're making less than they think they should be making? That is enough reason for them to cause discord in the entire Nigerian system.
But we're not at the final yet.
Which is that it's an infringement on my right as an individual to move, because sometimes I won't want to pass that place because of the fact that I have to pay.
Only 4 debaters are left standing right now.
The IMF reported that the Naira losing value about 10.6% of the value annually. About 91 million Nigerians are suffering.
But that's 2 debaters too many.
The heavy expenditure on capital project is one of the reasons why government struggle to pay salaries of workers.
So before we can crown our champion on Thursday, 2 of the final 4 must fall. The semi-finals are next on the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. Monday,
I am Koya Selamo.
One winner.
My name is to cause discord in the entire Nigerian system.
But we're not at the final yet.
Don't you see that it's an infringement on my right as an individual to move? Because sometimes I won't want to pass that place because of the fact that I have to pay.
Only four debaters are left standing right now.
The IMF reported that the Naira losing value about 10.6% of the value annually. About 91 million Nigerians are suffering.
But that's two debaters too many.
The heavy expenditure on capital projects is one of the reasons why government struggle to pay salaries of workers.
So before we can crown our champion on Thursday, two of the final four must fall. The semi-finals are next on the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. Monday,
I am Koya Selamo.
One winner.
My name is Hamid Olerojan.
One winner. Tuesday. One winner.
I must have Claudia Osele.
One winner. 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, my panel of judges, and my final four every Monday to Thursday from 4 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This tournament is supported by ULesson, RLG Communications, and obiwizi.com.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's day two of the I Beg to Differ semifinals. You have heard the presentation round, the rebuttal round, and now it's time for the closing round between our first debater, who is our number six seed, who is also supporting today's motion, 14 years old in SS2 at Silver Sands Hall School, Lekki, Esther Bewaji. She's facing our second debater, who is also our second seed. He's ranked number two in this tournament. He's 14 years old. He's in SS1 at CMS Grammar School, Bariga, Kolade Stephen Afolabi, and today they have debated that the death penalty is better for society than life imprisonment. Esther Bewaji supported, so she went first. Kolade opposed, so he went second. And now for the closing round, Esther will go again. Your final 3 minutes in this semi-final, maybe not the final 3 minutes, maybe it'll tie, but if it doesn't, your final 3 minutes to win it or go home.
Thank you. All put scores being duly observed. I would like to address some points made by my opponents as well as add to what I've already stated. Okay, firstly, the death penalty is reserved for the most heinous crimes. Let me repeat that. The death penalty is reserved only for the most heinous crimes, such as aggravated murder. Why should a murderer who has taken somebody's life be allowed to live in relative comfort that is even being financed by the same society has caused great harm to? Secondly, emotions are currently replacing logic, facts, and evidence in the criminal justice system. And this does not make any sense because no criminal takes into their account the emotions, the future of, or the life of their victims. Therefore, why should sympathy be directed towards these criminals? This should not happen. Also, some people may suggest that these criminals can be rehabilitated, but that is not true. Not all criminals can be rehabilitated back into society, especially those convicted of the death sentence, because there's a level of psychopathy and sociopathy that criminals reach that eliminates all sorts of remorse or empathy that they may feel for their victims. And why should we put the whole society or the community at risk just in the name of reforming or trying to fix just one criminal, which will most likely lead to no avail? Again, I would like to say that the death penalty ensures that these criminals get a punishment that's equivalent to the crime committed. Therefore, the life imprisonment cheapens the value of life by making people think that the crime committed is not up to the level that it should be. It belittles these heinous crimes that are being committed and sends the wrong signal to society and promotes leniency in the criminal justice system. Again, it does not go against any religious practice, because even in the Bible, it said an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. And if you kill by the sword, you will die by the sword. And in addition to this, people are currently considering the physical or psychological needs of criminals over the crime committed or how it affected victims, which is not right. And this death penalty ensures the right balance between good and evil in the society. And some people might talk about how cruel and unusual punishments are not supposed to be inflicted. But like I've already said before, the death penalty is being carried out in non-brutal or torturous ways, which allows the criminals to die in relative peace and also promotes a better society for us. Again, on your point on minorities, I would like to say that some justice is better than no justice. And this is not to say that this inequality should continue, but rather we should focus on how to improve this, rather than abolishing it completely, even though it yields great benefits for the society. You also said that it is expensive. Well, the life imprisonment costs the U.S. government each year, just for one person, over $45,000 to convict them. And like I said, the death penalty only involves one-time cost of trials and appeals, which is not being involved in the life imprisonment, which leads to higher costs. Also, the whole idea of people being given a second chance does not promote the right mindset of society, because they know what they're doing. They have committed these heinous crimes. They are not children or underages that could be reconsidered. Therefore, they should suffer the punishments that their crime deserves in the society, thereby ensuring that these crimes and criminals are deterred, and thereby protecting the people and the community in general from further harm that these people may cause. And indeed, the people who are convicted of these crimes may also murder others in prison, such as other prisoners, the prison guards, and innocent people if they end up escaping. Therefore, the death penalty eliminates this possibility. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Esther Bawaji. Well done. If you just tuned in, this is I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Esther Bawaji versus Kolade Stephen Afolabi. They are debating that the death penalty is better for society than life imprisonment. Kolade, your 3 minutes to win it or go home starts now.
Nigeria should stop focusing for once on the prisoners and actually focus on rehabilitation, not on incarceration. Look at Switzerland. Switzerland is one of the most peaceful countries in the world. Why? Because they focus on rehabilitation. And that's exactly what we need to do if we want to move forward. We can use these prisoners for direct labor. We can use them in our farms. We are complaining of food crisis. These prisoners can be mobilized to be used there. What about direct labor? Right now, we are putting NYSC corps members inside danger by actually telling these ones to go to these voting centers and be guarded. Why don't you not use these people, train them, and then put guards on them so that they don't go away? You see, we need to do this if we want a better society. We need to inform our prisoners. And this is exactly the way if we want progress. So, my opponent in our rebuttal said something like technology has reduced the rate of human errors. I actually want to say that technology at the same time has a little errors. If the environment in which it's around is not suitable enough, if the environment is not suitable enough, it can alter the technology itself. If the environment is not, it's not getting the right data, we're getting bad data, there's nothing, it will also be incorrect. Also, she also said something about blacks and whites. Let's remember that 13% of people in US are blacks. So given that 13% and 50%, that's not proportional. So it's clear that this thing promotes racism. That is mostly racism, meaning that it's mostly those of another tribe or another race that actually get inside our prisons. Such a pity. Furthermore, in our rebuttal, my opponent made a point of human rights, that they are also violating other rights, such as the right to movement and other rights. Let's remember that the right to life is the number one right of an individual. The right to life is the number one right. So this one is the most important and should even come before right to movement or right to whatsoever. In the UN Universal Declaration of Human Rights, the right to life comes number two out of any other right, called the right to movement or any other one. You see, we need to mobilize these ones if you want a better state. We need to take these people and you should not take them as an outcast. Imagine the mental trauma that they actually go through because of this, taking them as an outcast. We need to take them, rehabilitate them, and make them further useful to the society if you want progress. Therefore, in conclusion, I say that we must put life in prison, that life imprisonment is better than the death penalty, because number one, it promotes respect for human rights, reduces human errors, it doesn't cause an increase in crime rates. The death penalty is discrimination. It is only the rich, it's only the poor and vulnerable that go through this. Also, we should have respect for the rights of each individual. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kolade Stephen Afolabi. Well done. Woo! Thank you for a wonderful debate. Thank you so much to both of you for a wonderful debate. But there can only be one winner. And we'll take a break and find out if we have that winner or if we have a tie. If we have a tie, we'll come back and there'll be a tiebreaker round. And you'll get to hear more of the amazing debates that you have just listened to between Esther Bawaji and Kolade Stephen Afolabi. They're both 14 years old. Esther is in SS2. Stephen is in SS1. And Esther is at Silver Sands Hall School in Lekki. Stephen is at CMS Grammar School in Bariga. And they're both debating that the death penalty is better for society than life imprisonment. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. My judges are joining us from Nigeria, the UK and Canada, and we will find out if we have someone who will face Hamid Olarinwaju on Thursday at 4 o'clock.
We're finally in finals week.
How can you tell me that they're making less than they think they should be making? That is enough reason for them to cause discord in the entire Nigerian system.
But we're not at the final yet.
Don't you see that it's an infringement on my right as an individual to move? Because sometimes I won't want to pass that place because of the fact that I have to pay.
Only four debaters are left standing right now.
The IMF reported that the Naira are losing value about 10.6% of the value annually. About 91 billion Nigerians are suffering.
But that's two debaters too many.
The heavy expenditure on capital project is one of the reasons why government struggle to pay salaries of workers.
So before we can crown our champion on Thursday, two of the final four must fall. The semi-finals are next on the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. Monday,
I am Koya Salamu.
One winner.
My name is Hamid Olarinwaju.
One winner. Tuesday. One winner.
I'm Master Claudia Osele.
One winner. 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, my panel of judges, and my final four every Monday to Thursday from 4 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This tournament is supported by ULesson, RLG Communications, and obiwizi.com.
It's 4:42. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and we do not have a tie. So let's find out who will be facing Hamid Olarinwaju on Thursday at 4 o'clock. Again, thank you to both of you for a wonderful debate. Thank you so much. But there can only be one winner. In the presentation round, Esther Bewaji scored 64. Kolade Stephen Afolabi scored 34. For presentation style, Esther Bewaji scored 23. Kolade Stephen Afolabi scored 17. In the rebuttal round, Esther Bewaji scored 35. Kolade Stephen Afolabi scored 44. For rebuttal style, they tie at 20. In the closing round, Esther Bewaji scored 68. Kolade Stephen Afolabi scored 38. For closing style, Esther Bewaji scored 23. Kolade Stephen Afolabi scored 20. The next debater joining Hamid Olarinwaju at the finals on Thursday at 4 p.m. with 233-173 is Esther Bewaji. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
And well done. How does it feel to be in the final?
Nice.
Very nice. Well done. You've just qualified for Thursday's final. Thank you so much, Kolade Stephen, for taking part.
Thank you.
You did so well. You were our number two seed, and it's not the end of the road for you. You'll be back on Thursday as well. You'll be there to compete for third place. We've got so many great gifts waiting for the third place finisher, so there's still a lot to fight for. But well done. You gave her a fight for this money. You gave her a fight for this title. You should be so proud of yourself. Congratulations on getting this far.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you, Esther. Well done.
Thank you.
You'll get your topics tonight. Because on Thursday, it will be two topics for you. We're not going to make it easy for you to walk away with our money. So you're going to debate two topics. It'll also be presentation, rebuttal, and closing. So good luck to you on Thursday. You'll get your topic as well. One topic for you and Kowia Ola Salam. That's who you'll be facing on Thursday at 3 p.m. Your debate will be at 3 p.m. and yours will be at 4, right? On Thursday. Thank you so much to both of you. You can leave the studio now. Congratulations again.